The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. The greatest golfer of all time is Jack Nicklaus. Now, there's always controversy whenever you say that anybody is ever the greatest of all time, especially in sports. Nothing's easier to argue about than sports, but Jack Nicklaus won more major tournaments than any other player, and he did it for longer, across more years, than any other player, dominating the sport for three decades. But did you know that every spring, Jack Nicklaus would get together with his old golf coach, a man named Jack Grout, to review the fundamentals of the game? And by fundamentals, I mean such basics as how to hold a club, how to swing a club, and the ever-popular keep your eye on the ball. It just goes to show you that even at the highest levels of competition, you cannot overemphasize the basics. So a couple of spiritual basics for you here this morning. Jesus says, "Come to me and learn from me." Come to me, Jesus says, all you who are weary and find life burdensome. Which means that if you're weary, and if you find life burdensome, somewhere in your life, you have not yet come to him. Somewhere in your life, you have not yet learned from him. "Take my yoke upon your shoulders," Jesus says, "for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, in the Bible, the word yoke was a metaphor for religious instruction. The Sinai covenant was called the yoke of God. So what's the religious instruction that Jesus is referring to here? Well, it's the counterintuitive lesson that the yoke that's easy and the burden that's light is the cross. The cross. Bearing a burden for someone else's well-being. The cross. Bearing a burden that God has allowed and that you can't change, and still praising and trusting God through it all. It's counterintuitive because it doesn't seem easy. It doesn't seem light until you realize that light and easy are comparative terms. Light compared to what? Easy compared to what? Light and easy compared to the burdens we place on our own shoulders trying to find fulfillment in this world alone. Living in the minds of other people, seeking their approval, trying to find your heart's rest in power, or money, or comfort, or honor. Burdens of our own making. Vatican Council II says, man only discovers his true self when he makes a sincere gift of himself. Now, don't misunderstand. It will make you physically tired. It will wear you out. Sometimes you can get discouraged, but riddle me this. Have you ever met a generous and sacrificial soul who was not, at his core, a joyful person? There are many people with plenty of money and plenty of free time who, if they opened up and were honest, would tell you that they're basically empty and unfulfilled. But you'll never find someone carrying the cross, someone trusting in God, acting in generosity, and being fundamentally from their heart a giver who is not, at the core of their heart, at peace and at rest. That is how we run and not grow weary. That is how we let God be our strength. You always come back to the basics. Come to me, Jesus says, and learn from me. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that today. Pope St. Damasus. pray for us.